Hello?
Hi, good day. Is Kenny Ruffin there?
Yes, this is him.
I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. So your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. Am I speaking to the named person on the list?
Yes.
Okay. And first, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we are calling on your phone, so we'll make this as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time. So are you able to talk safely and openly on your phone? Okay.
Yes.
And just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
56.
Sorry? No, your race.
Oh, black.
Okay. And okay, let me just see. So I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, and are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will definitely vote.
Okay. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use the number between, 10. Okay. All right, so thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Okay. So do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Is that strongly... approve or disapprove, or somewhat approve or disapprove of the job that Biden is doing as president?
Approve.
Okay. Would that be somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Strongly approve.
Okay. Now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards, we are currently at 29% complete, so just a few more questions. So now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you will feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. So you may use a number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. So, Joe Biden, from 0 to 100?
Joe Biden, approve, I guess, yeah. I mean,
No.
100?
Yeah, so between 0 to 100, would you say that you feel... 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. A 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. So you may use, any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. Or if you have no opinion, never heard of them, you can just say so.
50. Yeah.
Joe Biden would be?
Yeah, I say 75.
Okay, and yeah. J.D. Vance?
J.D. Vance? I don't even know who that is.
Okay, never heard of. Okay, the Republican Party?
Republican Party, yeah. I heard it's the Republican Party, but I never heard of J.D. Vance. Yeah.
Okay, and the Republican Party, which would you say between 0 to 100?
50.
50. Okay. Tammy Baldwin?
Tammy Baldwin. 75.
Okay. Kamala Harris?
Kamala Harris, 100.
Okay. The Democratic Party?
100.
Okay. Donald Trump?
Donald Trump. Trump is a fool. But Trump is zero.
Okay. Zero. Project 2025?
Project 2025, what is that?
Well, it's one of the, you know, the things you've heard of.
You may feel okay.
So you could even say you have no opinion or you never heard of them.
I never
or
heard of them.
Or between 0 to 100.
Let's say 50.
So you never heard of Project 2025?
No, I never heard of that. No, actually,
okay,
I never heard of it. This is my first time ever hearing about that project.
Okay.
I mean, yeah.
Okay. Listen, I know we still got we on 50% complete. I know you probably, got things to do, but we're almost there, so just bear with me. I know
okay.
It's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so. So would it be Cornel West, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Donald Trump, Jill Stein, Kamala Harris, or undecided, or you wouldn't vote?
Undecided.
Undecided. Okay.
Yeah.
And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Kamala Harris.
All right. And what do you need to hear more about from the candidates in order to make a choice?
What do I need to hear?
They
need to get out more on the news because there's a lot of stuff that I haven't heard.
Yeah.
And, they need a debate
okay.
so we can know what they're standing for, so they can stand for so the people could know what are they standing for.
100%. Okay. All right. Now I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. So please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that a statement is very convincing, reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president, and 5 means it is a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it's not at all convincing reason to support her for president. Okay? So you may use any number between 0 to 10. So in November, we have a simple choice. Kamala Harris, the prosecutor, versus Donald Trump, the convicted felon. As district attorney, Kamala Harris stood up for abused women and put sex predators in prison. Donald Trump has been found guilty of sexual assault. Harris represented middle-class homeowners against the big banks, and she won. Trump was taken to court for housing discrimination, and Kamala Harris has been taking down criminals like Donald Trump her entire career. And with our support, she'll do it again in November. So 0 means not at all convincing, 5 would be somewhat convincing, 10 would be very convincing, or you don't know or refuse.
10.
Okay. So while Donald Trump and MAGA Republicans work to repeal Obamacare and eliminate health insurance for millions of Americans, Kamala Harris understands we must do more to ensure every American can afford health care. As Vice President, Harris helped reduce the price of insulin to $35 million for millions of Americans and helped pass rules to keep millions more Americans on affordable health care with insurance without being discriminated against because of pre-existing conditions. So 0, not at all convincing, 5, somewhat convincing, and 10, very convincing.
10.
Okay. I appreciate your time. We are almost there.
Okay.
So this November, we have the historic opportunity to elect Kamala Harris as not just the first woman president, but also the first black woman president. But this election is about more than just a background. This is about moving away from the past and embracing new, more representative leaders focused on winning a better future for all Americans. So voting for Harris really means a chance to turn our community, our country in a new direction and give voice to a new generation that's fighting for change, opportunity, and justice for all. In a country that sorely needs it. So 0 would be not at all convincing, 5 would be somewhat convincing, and 10 very convincing.
10.
All right. Oh, that one's done now. So sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but once more, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Kamala Harris.
Okay. And once again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated.
10.
Okay. All right. We are on 71% complete. So here comes another long one. I'm going to read to you some reasons others may have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's a very convincing reason to vote, a 5 means it's somewhat convincing, and 0 means it's not at all convincing to vote in the 2024 presidential election. A second Trump presidency means taking us backwards. It means letting racism and white supremacy thrive. It means attacking voting rights, destroying all attempts to hold police accountable for any misconduct, and erasing the history of racism and slavery from school textbooks. Trump is a threat to our safety and the advancement that past generations fought and died for. We can't go backwards. It's our responsibility to use our political power to protect our future. 0, not at all convincing. 5, somewhat convincing. And 10, very convincing.
Very convincing.
Okay.
Yeah, Trump is bad news. He's not good at all.
Okay. So banning Muslims and deporting people of color, that's what Trump's America will look like if he gets back in power. So Trump has promised to round up millions of people and conduct the largest mass deportation in American history. This would involve military-style roundups, concentration camps, family separations, and the violation of both human rights and the rights of American citizens. So to stop this inhumane and evil act, there is only one solution: vote to keep Donald Trump from becoming president. Not at all convincing, somewhat convincing, and 10 would be very convincing.
10.
Okay. So Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans have a plan they call Project 2025, which many say is a blueprint to make Trump a dictator. The plan will give the president new and unchecked powers, transforming the government into a weapon for MAGA to use against its enemies and reshape America. It eliminates Department of Education and Social Security as we know it, bans abortion without exception, and rolls back LGBTQ rights, while giving more tax breaks to the wealthy. It sets up mass deportations and gives the military the power to break up protests. So we must vote to stop Project 2025. 0, not at all convincing. 5, somewhat convincing. 10, very convincing.
I'm very convincing. I mean, 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
10. Okay. All right. Okay, 90% complete. We're almost there. Okay, so sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't. But once more, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Kamala Harris.
Okay. And once again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10.
10.
All right. Okay, 93%. So switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. So what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
12th.
12th grade?
Yes.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Okay. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No, I don't.
Okay. All right. Great. So this is the end of our survey. Honestly, I appreciate your time so much.
Okay.
I hope you have a lovely day further. All the best.
Okay. Hope
bye-bye.
Hope you have a lovely day too.
Thank you.
All right, okay, bye.
Bye.
All right.